WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The public will be able to pay tribute to former First Lady Rosalynn Carter when she lies in repose at the Carter Center next week. She died yesterday at the age of 96. Admirers say they're
sad, but what a legacy. The Carters have certainly left their mark on this globe and continue to.
I think there's nobody who doesn't love Mrs. Carter.
CBS's Holly Williams says both sides in the Gaza war say an agreement may be near to free some of the hostages. She spoke with a senior Hamas official.
Musa Abu Mazouk told us he's not sure where all of the hostages are located, and some, he claims, have been killed in the bombardment by Israel's military.
Maybe around 60.
Powerful storms across the southern U.S. could put a hitch in Thanksgiving plans. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
This certainly has the potential to threaten all kinds of travel across the deep south during the day today and into tonight.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the work.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow, the Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Jeff Mandel of the liberal group Law Forward says the current Republican maps are unconstitutional because they're not contiguous.
They're not all made up of one uninterrupted chunk of land. And that is in conflict with the words of the Constitution, which requires the districts to be contiguous.
Mandel on Upfront on WISN-TV. Lawyers for the map supporters are expected to argue that contiguous has different meanings. The Board of Commissioners of Public Lands is announcing a record $65 million for public schools across Wisconsin through the Common School Fund. School librarians and media specialists will use the money to buy new books, technology, and educational materials for students who need them. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire County Aging and Disability Resource Center is looking for the public's help in finding ways to improve transportation in the area. The organization will host a meeting with community members today to get feedback on upcoming transportation plans for 2024. The ADRC is looking for community input on service gaps, ways to improve the program, and locating new areas that need service. The organization is partnered with the City of Eau Claire to provide rides for older and disabled people. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is announcing that 2024 State Park and Forest annual admission stickers and trail passes will go on sale on Friday. Resident and non-resident admission stickers can be purchased online and at State Park and Forest properties. The stickers give residents access to more than 60 state parks, forests, and recreation areas. The Department of Natural Resources is recommending residents buy their stickers prior to December 8th to receive them before the holiday. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
It's the Bucks and the Wizards tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks travel east to play the Washington Wizards tonight at the Capital One Arena. The Bucks put away the Mavericks Saturday night, 132-125. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers keep their bowl game dreams alive after an overtime thriller, 24-17 against Nebraska. Wisconsin faces Minnesota in the Twin Cities Saturday afternoon. NFL, the Packers with a 23-20 victory over the Chargers in a hard-fought game. Both Packers running backs Aaron Jones and Emmanuel Wilson going down to injuries. And it's a short week. Green Bay plays the Lions Thursday in an NFL Classic game on Thanksgiving Day in Detroit. Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Yeah, I mean, we got a really quick turnaround, so we'll take the day to enjoy it. But, yeah, this is going to be a tight turnaround for this week, seeing the Lions. So it's definitely a week that we got to just focus on getting our bodies back and studying up on the Lions again.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
cloudy and colder today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the east at around 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, 31. Tomorrow, a little more sunshine, high of 42 on Wednesday, 44. Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy with a high of only 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. It is Victory Monday, Earl.
Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. Let me, before we get into all the things we're going to talk about, man, what is the brother's name that was one of the Fab Five? He was from, he's from Michigan. Basketball player.
Jalen Rose.
Jalen Rose.
I don't even know why you helped me. You see, you're trying to be funny. You need to let this absent-minded self go on and
Hey, good morning, Gilbert Jalen Rose Brown. It looks fresh, man.
Okay.
How much they charge you to do that, man?
I was going to joke on you in that T-90 sweatshirt. But since you want to go ahead, let's go.
How much they charge y'all to do that, man? I guess
don't be mad at me because all your thing is great. You look like a rug moving.
And I guess they have to be an artist, right? I mean,
you need to go see my barber. He had you so impressed.
But no, I know, but see, it takes time to do that. I don't have the patience to sit there.
No, me and Leroy go to him all the time.
I know, man.
You got the same.
Is he like Picasso or something, man? Because
he just got them clippers that edge you like you edging your lawn.
Because your hair look like a painting, man. It looks like. Look like Picasso, man. Hey, good morning, man. How you doing?
Hey, you know what, man? It's Victory Monday, man. I'm feeling good.
Let me ask you.
I'm feeling real good.
So you were in Lambeau Field, and you were watching the Packers win a game, but nothing's easy, man. It went down. Mm-hmm. How come a victory is hard to get?
It is, man. It's like you said, Earl. I don't care who we beat. We needed this win. We needed this win because we're going into a game that's going to be so tough for us. You got to have your confidence high going into a game like this. This is a divisional game.
Look, man, so a couple days later, I talked to you about this early in the season, about playing this turnaround game. And after having a tough game, how much time did it get off? The game is Thursday, man.
It's a sacrifice, Earl. Plain and simple.
Yeah, I know it's a sacrifice, but
it's a sacrifice because you about to be going on a national stage. Yeah, I want to do that. Yeah, I want everybody to see me play. That's how you do it, Earl. That's how you get up for it. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a reward, and then there's the downside. But the reward is everybody is about to see who you are on Thursday.
So what's the process after you just played? Do they show up on Monday?
Yeah, you go get an ice tub. You go get in the what? Did you go get in the sauna? Contrast. Get all your treatment in. Sometimes you don't even watch the film.
But
You jump right into Detroit.
Okay, so you can't. You said treatment. Your body needs more than the treatment that you need is some rest, right?
But it's time for rest, Earl. Because you got 3 days and then you're on the plane.
Right. Well, I mean, it's not like it's just the Packers. The Lions got to do the same thing.
Yeah, that's the good thing about it. It's good that both of them are going through it. So you would get about the same thing you would get if you was playing on Sunday, because both of y'all just went through it.
Yeah. Well, the Packers suffered some tough injuries, man.
Man, they sure did, man. They sure did. Key player, too.
Yeah, well, it wasn't just Aaron Jones, the backup running back. I don't know.
Yeah, he caught a rib or something.
A shoulder? I don't know. And maybe
rib, shoulder, or something. But I was hoping Elizabeth wasn't coming to get him. Well, he grabbed that shoulder.
Well, that's an inside joke, Elizabeth. I'm coming to get you, honey. But so the Packers won a game, and the fans must have been going crazy.
Man, it was a different atmosphere at the game, man. You know, they smelt that this wounded animal was coming to town, so we had to attack.
Let me ask you, man.
Attack.
The weather.
Beautiful football weather. Oh my God.
This time of year, it could have been 10 degrees, 5 degrees, right?
Oh, Earl, this type of, if I was playing and I woke up Sunday morning and went outside, I'd have dropped to my knees and said, thank you, God. This type of weather right here.